Amigos, it's time to place your bets at Jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Lundy sends his condolences. He got sucked into duties tied to his day job, so he's got to make that money, put a little food on the table, and of course, have enough bankroll to make his bets. But we march on. You want bets. You demand bets. And I give you bets, especially on a hashtag Tequila Thursday. Let's jump on board the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do at the top of every Fade 5 episode. Of course, Plus Money is the name of thy game. And in this Commanders and Packers matchup, let's sprint out of the gates with Jaden Daniels in the race to 20 rush yards. Very attractive juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook at plus 230, and I think this is very much on the table. Of course, this could cash a number of different ways. Most everybody's going to be betting on Josh Jacobs, but all I need is one flush out of the pocket, and Daniels has showcased those wheels. He could get this on a single carry. You look at what he has done in his short NFL career, a guy that's averaged over 16 yards per game in first quarter action, over 6 yards per carry as well. I have a very aggressive front, top 15 in pocket pressure rate after one game, that being the Green Bay Packers. Really going to dial up the heat probably around 20% of the time. And you know how Jaden Daniels plays. He reads, he reacts, and oftentimes he runs. I just need him to book it out of the box, be the first one in the game, no matter position, to reach 20 rush yards. He does that. I cash in at a cool plus 230. With that bet on the board, it's time to get after it with another edition of the Fade 5. All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. This one was downright delectable when I built it. Simple SGP. And again, there are a lot of people out there that just want the social media clicks and attention to build up that audience. Engagement farming at its finest. They're like, oh yeah, I got this like 8-legger. Oh yeah, I got this 10-legger at plus 3,000 juice. Oh, it's bound to cash. Yeah, they've probably done that thousands of times, lost a lot of moolah on the process. Maybe they cash one ticket by pure happenstance, by pure luck. But we're trying to build a bankroll over long term, and a great way to play in the same game parlay market is to limit the legs. So we're going to go with a simple two-legger here. Leg numero uno, Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown. And leg numero dos, keeping the Green Bay Packers there on the money line. You look at Josh Jacobs, he has scored a touchdown, touching up the last season, including the playoffs, in 9 straight games. 9 times. 9. A guy already had 5 red zone touches in week one. Of course, he splashed 6 in that opening week matchup. He saw a monstrous 87% overall the opportunity share. There is nobody who's going to be stealing away carries for him. You know, maybe Jordan Love somehow, some way decides, hey, RPO, that's really going to fool him. I'll keep it and go ahead and trot in. Sorry, Josh, but the streak may end tonight as a result of that. I don't think that's going to be the case as the backups are firmly entrenched as the RB2s. Remember last season, he was numero cinco in total red zone touches. And I know Washington is a top 10 rush defense, but it's only one game sample size. Remember, they were number 22 in rush EPAD a year ago. So Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown, and let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. I think the Green Bay Packers also get the victory at Lambeau Field. Both those events occur. Yeah, suitable plus 105 juice there. Little baby seduced by the juice at BetMGM. Numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 countdown. Again, let's double down on Jaden Daniels, and we're looking at the rush yards market. Again, if I think he's going to storm out of the gate and be the first player to accumulate 20 ground yards in the game at plus 230, let's just take the next step and say he goes for 50-plus over the entire 4 quarters of action. Still plus money, plus 107. Right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And you look at Jaden Daniels, a guy, again, he was incredible on the ground in week one against a G-man, 11 carries, 68 yards. He was put under pressure only 7.6%
of his snaps. And I think that pressure is going to crank up tonight. Again, Green Bay, number 9 in pocket pressure rate at 18.6% after a game. Micah Parsons expected to play a few more snaps. He should be good for around 8 to 10 carries, maybe a little bit more in this contest. Stretching back to last season, again, including the postseason, he has gone over 50 rush yards in 5 of his last 9 games. So the trend hopefully will be thy friend. Numero quattro on the countdown, Jaden Daniels hitting the century mark in rush yards, plus 107 there at DraftKings. Numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown, Thursday Night Football Edition, and Mas Tequila. Happy hashtag Tequila Thursday to you and yours. Austin Eckler, a guy that does those one-arm pull-ups. He is a fan of the fantasy football game. We appreciate your efforts in that realm over the years. Austin, also a pride of Western State, also now called Western Colorado University in Gunnison. Beautiful part of the country. And I think he's going to put some beautiful numbers on the board tonight in receiving yards. I'm going to go to the alt market. Now, the standard line I immediately grabbed when it opened a couple of days ago at BetMGM at 19.5. Windmills, slam dunk, broke out. My little friend, Old Sledgy on the over on that immediately. That number is crept up. Last I saw BetMGM at tape time was around 22.5. But again, I'll go to the alt market and we'll get some plus money on the board. I say he goes a little bit further. 25 or more receiving yards at plus 105 at BetMGM. More, baby. Seduced by the juice. And I'm ruling to eat those strained peas because I think he's going to get there, folks. Again, I think this game script is going to go negative at some point for the Washington Commanders. And the one thing about Austin Eckler that I know, he is a very busy man when it comes to running routes. He ran 19 in week one. That was 72.9% of his snaps played. Caught all 3 targets for 3 receptions for 31 yards. And if he could duplicate that effort, even shave off a few of those yards, and we're still cashing in, he hits the 25. I think the key to this prop is going to be what he does in the first half. Now, Green Bay last week, very bizarre game against Detroit, as a little nickel and dimer action was front and center for Jared Goff. He was a check down Charlie in that game to Jahmyr Gibbs, who had 10 catches for 31 yards, which was the lowest yardage output for a receiver in NFL history with 10 or more grabs. And Dave Montgomery was even busy as a pass catcher as well. Montgomery and Gibbs combined for 14 catches for 49 yards. So Eckler, again, a guy, if he gets a couple of grabs in the first half, feeling really good about this. I also took the over, folks, on 3.5 receptions for him. Again, I'm assuming a negative game script. So if at any point the Commanders are scoreboard chasing there in the second half, he is going to dominate the snap share and will probably get a couple of those short field looks when the pressure starts to mount on Jaden Daniels, and assuming that Daniels doesn't take off most often in those situations. So again, numero tres on the Fade 5 countdown today, Austin Eckler, 25 or more receiving yards at plus 105 at BetMGM. Hey, you jack wagons, go to my site, thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. I got all of my fantasy football content there, positional rankings for week 2. They've been live since Monday. I've already cranked out all my fantasy flames column material at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Top Props is going to post sometime tomorrow. And also, I've got more Thursday Night Football primetime props action. So if you're somebody that is into the player props market, which is one of my specialties, and I absolutely love playing them, and whether or not you are a fantasy football fool like yours truly, I cover it all at thegamingjuice.com. I always public, always transparent, always available spreadsheet with all my actual plays, and I track them very transparent. In real time, you can watch. I post some live bets there on occasion as well. You can access that for free on thegamingjuice.com. You can ask me a question as well, whether fantasy or betting related, and I will answer whenever convenient. So go to thegamingjuice.com. Click converse and cash. Dot, maybe. I'm marching on here in the Fee 5 Countdown. Thursday Night Football, Commanders and Packers. I can't believe maybe doing this. It could be sacrilegious to many of you fantasy fans out there, but Jacory Kroski Merritt is not going to pay the bills. See what I did there? I'm taking the under on 41.5 rush yards. And at a couple of shops, we've seen this start to tumble down the mountainside. I saw a BetMGM this morning. This number was 4 yards lower after it opened at 41.5, but it's still at tape time, 41.5 rush yards at ESPN. And I will pay the little heavier juice here at minus 120 on that under. Full-blown RBBC, folks. You are banking on him replicating what he did in week one. Now, he absolutely smashed the over on this on his 10 rush attempts for the 82 yards, an impressive 4.70 yards after contact per attempt. That was top 10 among week one NFL running backs. But you got to give credit where credit is due. The Pack were ferocious defending the run, really plugging some gaps against one of the better run tandems in the league last week. That's Mandatory Montgomery, you jackals, and Jahmyr Gibbs, who a lot of people in their fantasy leagues took at number one overall, and understandably so. Gibbs only had 9 carries for 19. Montgomery only went for 11 for 25. Detroit, as a collective, averaged 2.1 yards per carry. Barf. Absolutely terrible.
Kroski Merritt, everybody thinks he's a bee's knees right now, but still in a full-blown committee. Austin Eckler outsnapped him by 11 snaps last week. I just don't see him doubling down on the success that he logged there in week one. So put all together, I think he is going to get a giant slice of humble pie. I'm living the land down under on JCM, also known as Jacory Kroski Merritt, also known as Bill. 41.5 rush yards at a minus 120 there at ESPN Bet. Put some damn respect on the Packers' run defense for the love of the gambling gods. Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown on Thursday Night Football. It is a Deebo Samuel special, and we've seen this line fluctuate over the last about 48 hours. Originally, it opened at 3.5. I grabbed that immediately. I couldn't believe my eyes. It popped out of their sockets on the rush yards prop tied to Deebo Samuel. Then it climbed to 4.5. Then it went to 5.5. I saw it as high as 6.5 at a couple of different books. Now it is regressed a little bit. Still the best number in the business that I saw. BetMGM, a little bit heavier juice, but it is at 4.5 rush yards. And I'm taking the over at minus 135. Gladly slap the wallet on this bad boy. Certainly my top play here of TNF. Week one, he had a carry. How many yards ago for it? Yeah, that's right, 19. And again, anything that qualifies as a carry doesn't have to be a direct handoff. Could be a jet sweep. Could be a pass behind the line of scrimmage. And we know that Deebo Samuel is one of the best tackle breakers after the catch. It takes a zombie horde, really, to bring him down. Going back to week one of last year, he's gone over this number 10 times. And I realize Green Bay, yes, they're number 5 in rush EPA defense after a game. Yes, they only give up 2.1 yards per carry to Detroit. But because they've done such a masterful job of bottling up traditional running backs, I think Dan Quinn and company are going to get creative here in the scheme to try to get Deebo Samuel into space and, again, exploit the Detroit Lions with his after-catch break tackle ability. So put all together, Deebo Samuel, make me some dollars, baby, on the over. 4.5 rush yards at a minus 135 there at BetMGM, my top play here of Thursday Night Football. But wait, there's more. The hashtag Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. Same gamer as always. We're going to tack on a leg compared to the one I gave earlier on in the show. We're going to do leg numero uno on the SGP. Jay Daniels, 7 or more rush attempts. Leg numero dos, Josh Jacobs, 15 or more rush attempts. And leg numero tres, not Deebo the runner, but Deebo the pass catcher, 4 or more receptions.
uno, nos, en tres, mi amigos. That's plus 120 there at BetMGM. Oh, I actually correct myself. At ESPN Bet, but I still love this no matter where you book it. Look at Jane Daniels again. 11 rush attempts. Week one against the G-Man. I don't know if he's going to be that vigorous of workload, but again, going back to last season, including the playoffs, he has booked at least 7 rush attempts in 8 of his last 9 games. Again, that pocket pressure that's going to be exerted by Green Bay is going to flush him on some opportunistic runs. He'll probably have around 3 to 5 design runs as well. Absolutely believe he's going to get to this mark. Remember, last year, he averaged 8.7 rush attempts per game. Meanwhile, leg numero dos, Josh Jacobs, 15-plus rush attempts. Again, 80-plus opportunity share that he got in week one. It's going to be more of the same in this one. And again, I think it's going to be a positive game script for the Green Bay Packers, who I picked to win. Week one, Jacobs had 19 rush attempts, 66 yards and a touchdown, including the playoffs. I was searching back to last year. He's gone for at least 15 balls to belly in 6 of his last 8 games. And again, Washington, put some damn respect on their name and their performance on the ground. And defending it in week one, they're number 9 in rush EPAD to start the young year, but they were number 22 in that category last season. So again, I think Josh Jacobs will get this, and I'm guessing it's going to be sometime early in the fourth quarter. So feel very confident he reaches the threshold of 15-plus rushing attempts. And leg numero tres, Debo Samuel, 4-plus receptions. Debo had 10 targets and 7 grabs for 77 yards in week one. Folks, that was over 30% of the team's target share. Now,
Terry McLaurin, shaking off the rust still, I think. I don't think he's going to be a guy sitting in the back seat for much longer. And you've got other weapons, of course, Noah Brown, Zach Ertz, some of the guys here in that offense, Austin Eckler, they're in the checkdown game. But Debo can be used in a variety of ways. And a guy that really chews up the receptions in the short field. You look at Zaydot in week one was only 8 flat, and he was number 13 in catchable target rate because of were high percentage throws. It's going to be more of the same. And you look at his primary assignment projected as Jarvis Ballard, who gave up a 115-plus passer rating in week one. And get this, folks. He was targeted 11 times and allowed 10 receptions. 10! I have no more digits, so thankfully, there you go. I'm not 3-finger Mordecai Brown by any stretch of the imagination, but 10 catches Ballard gave up. So a premium matchup, high volume likely again, maybe going to be scoreboard chasing as well, and a very creative way this offense is kind of built around Debo Samuel. So again, Team Huevos parlay plays same gamer on Thursday night. Jaden Daniels, 7-plus rush attempts. Josh Jacobs, 15-plus rush attempts. Debo Samuel, 4-plus catches, plus 120 at ESPN Bet. Fair to follow, that is always up to you. Meanwhile, in bonus time, bonus time. Let me give you a couple of more bets that I like. Again, I took Austin Eckler over 3.5 receptions at plus 125 in this particular contest. And I'm going to stop there in terms of plays in this game. You can always go back if I add more. I'm always free, always transparent, always public spreadsheet there at thegamingjuice.com. But a couple of early plays ahead of the main slate of NFL action here in week two. Love, 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 love me some Drake May. Love the Drake, hate the Drake. Love the Drake, you never fade the Drake. I never do in college basketball. I'm not going to fade him this week in the NFL either. I'm taking the over on 212.5 pass yards. What a grab that had it open. Down on South Beach, taking on the Miami Dolphins, which might be in the running to have the worst secondary in the NFL. Already number 25 in drawback EPAD. After 1 week, they gave up 272 pass yards to Daniel Jones last week. Made Chuck 46 pass attempts in week one. A tally 287 passing yards. Sure, he was only number 25 at adjusted completion percentage. But the air yards, a lot of that going to, smack the backside. Kayshon Booty. Could be more of the same. He will spread the love around. I think Miami will show up offensively with or without Tyreek Hill in this game. I'm going Drake May over 212.5 pass yards
against the not-so-fighting Flippers here in Week 2. And the other bet that immediately caught my eye, I'm going to live and land down under on Zach Charbonnet. Yeah, sorry, it ain't going to be Charbonnet all day. Full-blown committing, nearly a 50-50 split in snaps with Kenneth Walker the third, who a lot of people are already writing off. I wouldn't recommend doing that. I think this is going to be a hot hand situation in McDonald's offense. But, you know, knowing that, you know, I think this number is way too high. I think it really should be in the 30s in the grand scheme of things. You look at the match they're taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were cut down to size. They were flat out humiliated, embarrassed, deep-panted by the New York Jets in Week 1. Especially on the ground, which is so unusual. Breece Hall did some damage. Braylon Allen, splash six in that game. Justin Fields was running wild. But you look, you know, Sam Darnold's not going to be taken off. They could really commit to containing the running backs in this game. This is supposedly the best defensive line in the NFL. That's what Pro Football Focus ranked them before this season began. And Charbonnet, you know, he may get another dozen or so carries in this game, but the secondary analytics were not that great in Week 1. And I think that really is a, you know, telling part of the story. 2.42 yak per attempt, only forced a couple of missed tackles. I'm fading him all day. Zach Charbonnet under 46 and a half rush yards. I have about 20 other plays already posted on my spreadsheet. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account and check that out along with all my other content. I am out of breath and I am out of time. Lundy's going to be back with me on tomorrow's episode, which will preview the entire slate and count down the fade five of my favorite player props in Week 2. Lundy will then decide a fade or follow. Until then, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Listen to BetMGM tonight from 7-11 p.m. Eastern Time. Streams on thegamingjuice.com as well. Going to be doing some live bet sweats. Woo! Going to be pulling up in all the wrong places tonight. Firing off tickets in real time in Commanders and Packers. Going to be breaking down more fantasy football plays as well tonight. Going to be focused on running back, wide receivers, and tight ends. And we're taking some shots of tequila at plus money and previewing some more college football games. So get all that tonight, 7-11 p.m. Eastern on BetMGM tonight. You can stream it on thegamingjuice.com or listen on Odyssey stations nationwide or on iHeart stations as well across the country. All right, I got an exit stage left. Until next time, that's tomorrow. Fade or follow that. Is up to you. Make some money and master killer.